need to clone myself. Trying to set up the camera, trying to cut up the music. Thank God for Brother Les giving me some water. Okay, I'm still trying to do stuff, so let me just bear with me a moment. Broadcast. Okay. Here we go. I gotta train everybody, I guess, and I'll get this mic.
Oh, sorry.
I have to train everybody so I don't have to do everything by myself. Another Wednesday night Bible study.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. God is good. Happy to be here, right?
Amen.
In spite of the weather and circumstances, we're here, so thank God for that.
Yes.
And in my husband's absence, here I stand. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Pray for me. Pray for me. Willing spirit. That's what the word says. Okay. All right, so we're going to get started. And I'm just going to share a word. I don't know how long I'll be. Hopefully it won't be that long. But I'll just be as long as God says. Amen?
Amen.
But let's pray and then we'll get started. Amen?
Amen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bless you, God. We thank you, God, for your goodness towards us, oh God. We thank you, God, for everything that you've done for us today, oh God. How you just kept us throughout the day, oh God, Father, how you allowed us to be a blessing, oh Father, in the food pantry, oh God. Father, we just thank you for all things, oh God. You have done all things well, oh God. And Father, we're just grateful to you tonight, oh God. And Father, we just come down, oh God, just desiring to hear your word, oh God. Father, speak into our hearts, oh God. Give us words of life, oh God. Give us something to hold on to, oh God, to encourage our hearts, oh God, to strengthen our spirits, oh God, in the name of Jesus, to let us know, oh God, that you are real and that you are with us, oh God, because you said where two or three are gathered in together, oh God, there you would be in the midst. Oh Father, we just thank you, oh God, that you are in the midst of us, oh God. Have your way in this Bible study tonight, oh God. Speak, Lord. Your servants here, oh Father God, and God, just be glorified through it all, oh God. And Father, we just thank you and we praise you now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm going to be sharing from Matthew chapter 15, verse 21 to 28. And this is the story of the Syrophoenician woman. Matthew 15, verse 21 through 28. And the same story is found in Mark chapter 7, verse 24 through 30, although it's not word for word. But I'm reading from Matthew. Matthew 15, verse 21. Says that Jesus went out from there and departed to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came from that region and cried out to him, saying, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, son of David. My daughter is severely demon-possessed." But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and urged him, saying, "Send her away, for she cries out after us." But he answered and said, "I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." Then she came and worshipped him, saying, "Lord, help me." But he answered and said, "It is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs." And she said, "Yes, Lord, yet even the little dogs eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table." Then Jesus answered and said to her, "O woman, great is your faith. Let it be to you as you desire." And her daughter was healed from that very hour. Amen. So this scripture is Jesus honoring a Syrophoenician woman's faith. And last week or the week before, I guess, we had a women's meeting, and God spoke to us about the Syrophoenician woman and the faith that she had to endure some ridicule and some rejection and dismissal from Jesus in order to get what she wanted. And what she wanted was healing for her daughter. And three times she was faced with the with an obstacle. Either she would turn back or she would continue forward. And I just keep hearing scripture says, press forward, press forward, press towards the mark, right? So that's what she did. And that's what we're supposed to do when we're faced with an obstacle, continue to press. So this is what that woman did, because she had a daughter that needed to be healed, and the only one who could heal her was Jesus. So God is, since our woman's meeting, God has just been breathing this in me, you know, how bad do you want it? How bad do you want it? You know, because we say that we want a lot of things from God. We want certain things to happen. We want situations to change. And we pray. And when things don't happen within a certain time frame, we all have our time frames, we give up and we say, okay, that's it. Or even if we come to an obstacle, we say, okay, that must not have been God's will. I'm not going to continue to ask for that. Let me move on to something else. I've certainly done it. But God wants to know, like, this woman, how bad do you want it? This woman wanted it badly. So what I'm going to do is just sort of like go through the scripture text and just let the word sort of speak to us, and share what, you know, what God revealed to me in the scripture. So I'm going to read it again, but just in little bits and pieces. So Matthew 15, verse 21, it says that Jesus went out from there. And what we have to do, because it says Jesus went out from there. So when you say, when you start off a new chapter, you say, it says Jesus went out from there, or somebody did this, or then this happened. You got to look up and say, well, what happened prior to? So if you go to Matthew chapter 14, right before that, and see what happened when Jesus went out from there. I'm not going to read all the things. I'm just going to sort of just read the headings. It says John the Baptist was beheaded. Then it was the feeding of the 5,000. And then Jesus walked on the water. That's when he told Peter to come. Peter didn't want to come, but he did. But then he looked around. Everybody knows the story. And he got afraid, and then he began to sink. And then it says in verse 34, many touch him and are made well. I'm going to read that. It says, when they had crossed over, they came to the land of Gennesaret. And when the men of that place recognized him, they sent out into all that surrounding region, brought to him all who were sick, and begged him that they might only touch the hem of his garment. And as many as touched it were made perfectly well. So, this is what happened, like, right before. And then also in the story of Mark, if you go back there, you'll see where the Pharisees was asking Jesus about the disciples not washing their hands. Mm-hmm. So all this happened right before what Jesus said that he had to go. And Jesus walked away from that. He said the Pharisees came with all their nonsense challenging him. And they were worried about why the disciples didn't wash their hands before they ate. And that was foolishness. And the scripture says, then Jesus went out from there. So that, what just that alone said to me that we need to walk away from foolishness. Because here they are asking Jesus something, you know, that's, what are you worried about? Why the disciples didn't wash their hands before they ate? That's a stupid question. You know, so Jesus had to walk away from all that. He had to walk away from, you know, he was doing ministry. He was walking on the sea. He was feeding the 5,000. all these people touched him, so he was tired and he wanted to go to a secluded place and try to rest. So he walked away from all that, and so that's where we are in the scripture. So Jesus went out from there and he departed to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And we're still in verse 21. And I stopped at region because I had to, it sort of just struck me that he went to the area of Tyre and Sidon. Tyre and Sidon was considered enemy territory. But he didn't go exactly to Tyre and Sidon. He went to the region. So he was in the vicinity of Tyre and Sidon. And I was reminded of the woman at the well, because Jesus said that he must needs to go through Samaria. He could have went another way, just like he could have not gone to this region where the enemy territory was. So Jesus could have went another way, but he chose to go through Samaria because he knew somebody needed to hear him or to know about him. So that's what he did. There was somebody there that needed to meet him, and he knew somebody needed to meet him there. So that's why we went there. And then verse 22, it says, "And behold, a woman of Canaan came from that region and cried out to him, saying, 'Have mercy on me, O Lord, son of David. My daughter is severely demon-possessed.'" Now, the scripture emphasizes a woman of Canaan because the Canaanites were strangers to the Israelites. The Canaanites were Gentiles. And Jesus was coming for the Israelites. But that's why the scripture emphasized a woman of Canaan. So it was a stranger to Israel. And she cried out to him and she said, "Have mercy." And then she said, My daughter is severely demon possessed. And another thing that stopped me as I was reading this this verse was that this woman came to him. And just thinking about Jesus, where he had to go to this region, and just relating it to us, sometimes we need to go. Like, we hear the Spirit of the Lord leading us to go somewhere. We don't know why. But one time, I'll tell you an example. One time, I went to the post office. I didn't normally go on this day. I used to go consistently, you know, once a week, at a certain day. But I normally didn't go this particular day. But I just felt like an unction, just like, go to the post office. So I went to the post office, and when I got there, there was a young girl there, and she was crying, and she allowed me to talk to her. You know, to soothe her, I gave her a hug. I don't think I gave her any money that day, but you know, I'm always. But I gave her a hug, and I was able to share the word with her. I even told her about the church, but she never came. But so God sent me there to meet somebody that had a need. So sometimes we just need to go. And even talking about the woman, she went to Jesus because she heard all these people talking about they got healed, you know. So she went to this region where Jesus was supposedly going, and she went to see if she could find him. And she did, so she cried out to him saying, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, son of David. My daughter is severely demon-possessed." And the funny thing about this is she came on behalf of her daughter. Mm-hmm. Who knows if, you know, something ever would have happened to her where she felt she had a need for Jesus. You know, sometimes we get to that point where we know there's nobody else that can help us after we done tried everything else. We finally say, "Let me try Jesus." And she did that, but she did it for her daughter. You know, so sometimes we need to go to Jesus, not for ourselves, but on the behalf of somebody else. You know, we see that they're hurting, or they have a need for something, we need to go to Jesus on their behalf, just like this woman did for her daughter. So she says this to him. And then, verse 23, "But he answered her not a word. I had to really stop there. First, I had to ask that question. Is there someplace else in the Bible where Jesus did not answer somebody? I was looking, and I didn't find anything. But do you guys know? Let me know.
I was like going to say.
The same thing.
Yeah.
Because he said he answered her, not a word. And the scripture says, but. So it knows that she was begging Jesus for something. Have mercy on me, Lord. But he answered her not a word. He just ignored her. He just ignored her. And this is the God who says in the Bible that before you speak, I have already answered.
Mm-hmm.
You know, before you call on me, I already know what you have need of.
Mm-hmm.
And here he is, ignoring her. That would have been it for me.
Mm-hmm.
We all have our points. We're like, okay, you try something?
Yeah.
This one obstacle. He ignored her. And then, so that's one rejection. Then the scripture goes on and says, and his disciples came and urged him, saying, send her away, for she cries out after us. Now this, I'll stop there for this too. Because first thing I noticed was that she cries out after us. And I guess almost 10 years ago now, Pastor Jeff preached a word, and it was called, what was that word? What to do when Jesus ain't feeling you. That was a good word. I didn't go on YouTube, look at it. But what to do when Jesus ain't feeling you. Because the disciples said, she cries out after us. She didn't cry out after us. She cried out after Jesus. You know, but here they're saying, send her away, but she cries out after us. She's being a nuisance, Lord. Get rid of her. Give her what she wants so she can leave. How many times we do that to people?
Yeah.
We want to rush them out of here or rush them away from us so we can go and do what we want to do.
Or with the kids also.
Yeah, or with the kids. That's right. With the kids,
yeah.
Just dismiss them.
Because
they're disturbing us. We're trying to get some rest. And they're like, okay, get out of here. Whatever you want. Yeah. Well, this is what the disciples were doing. But not only that, they were saying she cries out after us. So this woman, she felt rejected again. How many of us will walk away and say, okay, that's it, I don't need this. But God is asking us, how bad do you want it? This is the second instance. You're going to keep pushing or you're going to stop here. And then in verse 24, but, there's the but again, he answered and said, I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. So, Jesus rejected her again. And it's funny because some people say that Christians, we have this exclusive group that nobody can get in. Even there's a song that a denomination sings that you have to be born in it. I forget the words, but you have to be born in it, you know. So here is Jesus saying this. And I wonder if that's where they got this from. I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And certainly Jesus knew his mission. He was sent to seek and save the lost, right, of Israel, the Israelites. And then, when they rejected his invitation, the invitation was extended to the Gentiles, us. But this is what he's saying to her. So here she is again. She's a sheep, and she's lost. But she just wasn't from the house of faith. So she's rejected again. And then verse 25. It says, then she came and worshipped him. Saying, Lord, help me. So first we see that she cried. This woman cried out to Jesus, Lord, save me, help me. help me and my daughter, right? And then see, the second time she comes and she falls, and there's another word that says she fell down to worship, saying, Lord, help me. So her pleading became more urgent. Instead of becoming like, okay, I'm going to walk away from this. I don't need this. I just want my daughter saved. I just asked you to do a simple thing. I know you can do it, but you don't want to do it. You're ignoring me. Your disciples are trying to chase me away. She doesn't think about that. She just falls down and worships.
She was just humble.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. And she wanted it.
Yeah.
She knew her daughter needed to be healed. So she had to put up with whatever, you know, Jesus was giving her. You know, whatever was out there. I see your face, Brother Les. You have a question on something?
Or... I was just thinking, you know, the disciples sent people away fairly regularly.
Yes, they did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they did.
The feeding of the 5,000 that said, send them away.
No, that's true.
And so,
yes, it seems to be a habit, huh?
Yeah, mm-hmm. So Jesus there, who can do anything, mm-hmm. They want to send people away.
No.
And then I'm also wondering, you know, going back to what you were saying, that, you know, everything that he did prior to going to 21, right? So I was just thinking, Did Jesus knew that he was going to encounter her? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because of the simple... I believe he did. You know what I mean? Because he didn't have to go that path.
Right. He just like the woman of Samaria.
Yeah.
He didn't have to go that way. So he knew that there was somebody he had to meet up with.
Yeah. So then the question of the day is, if he knew that, why he didn't respond on
exactly.
the first cry? So I'm thinking maybe he did that for us
exactly.
to know that. It's okay to humble. It's okay to go to him and pour yourself out, you know, for him to hear you, right?
Mm-hmm. And he could have been testing her.
Mm-hmm.
See how bad you want this.
Yes, yes.
Because Jesus, the Bible said, he already knows what we have need of before mm-hmm. we even ask.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he does that. He mm-hmm. throws things out there like that, you know?
Yeah. How bad do you want it?
Exactly. How bad do you want it? And then in verse 26, here goes the but again. Right? Verse 26, but he answered and said, it is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs. Yet again, Jesus rejects her.
Mm-hmm.
He embarrasses her. Right? Because he brought in dogs.
Yeah.
It is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs. Now, Jesus spoke in parables, of course, you know, but if you weren't done by this point, I know you were done. You know, now, okay, that's it. You're going to stand here and compare me to a dog. And I'm asking for your healing. Yeah, so, okay. It is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs. Jesus was testing her faith. You know, God is not, he's not mean. There's not a mean trace in God.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Testing our character, too, because if you think about it, like, you know, like,
exactly.
in the world now that we live on, you know, you go through so much trials and, you know, you want to do something, but
exactly.
there's so many obstacles that doesn't let you do that, right? Or you yourself are the obstacle saying, I can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
So how bad do you want it? You
right.
know what I mean? Do you just sit and say, I can't do it? And
right.
that's it. You know, in the same way is, you know, I guess, in the spiritual, in the spirit.
Yes,
world, right?
In the spirit.
With mm-hmm. God, when we want something, you know, how bad do you want it?
Right.
How bad are you going to pray? How bad are you going to seek him to get what you want?
Right, and are you going to continue? In it?
Yeah.
Are you going to continue believing me? Are you going to continue to stand on my word in spite of all these things that come up, all these obstacles, all the rejection? How many times you go to, like, just think about Moses, you know, when he went to Pharaoh. How many times was he, like, rejected?
Yeah.
9 times. And God told him to go.
Mm-hmm.
So you're like, okay, Lord, you told me to go. Why is this happening?
Mm-hmm.
you know, but it's to test, it's to build
character.
And that's what we have to know, that that's what God does.
Imagine if he wouldn't continue going. Israel was not going to be saved.
Exactly. If he would have gave up.
Yeah. If this woman would have gave up, her daughter wouldn't be saved.
Right.
And us in the world that we live now, it's the same thing. You know, if you give up on school or you give up on certain job, then you won't do nothing.
Right.
You give up on nothing. That's it. You won't have
the desire that you have in your heart won't be able to come to pass because you gave up on it.
And there's a lot of people like that, sister.
Yes.
A lot of people like that, that I think that because they, you know, I think it's because they don't have that, can I say, love of the fire. I don't know what word I'm trying to use. Don't have that fire of God, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So they give up, you know, that's why we have so many mental illness, people's in drugs, people giving up on their lives, you know, because they don't have that passion, you know, they don't have that that key to go to God, you know what I mean, to strengthen you, to say, don't give up, you could do this, you know, even though obstacle comes your way, keep pushing,
right?
Mm-hmm. So,
that's exactly right. So, but I believe that Jesus was testing her when you talk about the dogs, and the scripture says that the trial of her faith might be to the praise and glory of God. I think that's in 1 Peter. But God tests people. He tested Moses. He tested Abraham. Bring me your son, you know. Mm-hmm. Abraham did it. Yeah. I don't know who would have done that. Wow. But that's why he's the father of the faith. He did it, you know. So he tests. God does that. He wants to know where our heart is and how bad we want things. Even Jacob, when Jacob was wrestling with God, you know, he said, I refuse to let go until you bless me.
Yes.
You know, so how bad do you want this? Okay. Verse 27. And she said, yes, Lord, yet even the little dogs eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Now, a couple of things struck me with this. First, Jesus telling her it's not good, right? And she's saying, yes, Lord. She's agreeing with him.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to get in agreement with God, whatever he says. We just got to say, yes, Lord. Even if he's telling us about the scratch from the table, you know. But she just got in agreement with him. She said, yes, Lord. But, and she agreed that she could eat the scraps. That's what she's saying. But even, she said she could, even the little dogs eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table. So she agreed with him, but she knew that even the scraps, even if she could have the scraps from the master's table, it would be enough for her. She didn't need anything else. That would be enough for her. How many of us would be there that we would take the scraps from the table? Now I'm thinking about Jasmine's dog. That's a dog. That's a mini horse. Finally, that's his name. He just had a birthday too. But Jasmine saw, if a drop of food falls off the counter, that dog gonna scramble to get it. I mean, he's already jumped on the counter and tried to get the food off the counter. So if a drop falls on the floor, this is the picture that Jesus is painting. So even if a drop of food falls on the table, the dog is gonna get it. You know. And she's saying that she would be like that dog because that would be enough for her. The scraps from the table would be enough for her. When that part, I don't know. Because we ask God for so many things and we always want so much more, bigger and better and greater, you know, and there's nothing wrong with that. But what if God only has this for you? Is that enough? You know, it was enough for this woman. And she knew her faith. She knew that even if it was just scraps, it was enough to heal her daughter. Mm-hmm. We got to get there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Get back to my notes. Okay. Verse 28. Then Jesus answered and said to her, O woman, great is your faith. Let it be to you as you desire. And her daughter was healed from that very hour. So this woman, Jesus exclaimed that she had great faith. See, he was watching her. He was testing her to see her response. Is she going to turn away? Right. But he said, great is your faith. And somewhere else, the Bible says, it was great faith. You guys know who it was?
Your faith has healed. Yeah. Jesus.
How about the woman of the
issue of blood?
Yeah, right?
She had great faith, but those words weren't used. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking about Jesus saying these same words. Okay, I won't test you any longer.
The guy that was that he didn't have that couldn't walk.
No,
the king. No.
I know you're talking about the man at Bethesda, at the pool of Bethesda. Mm-hmm. It was the centurion servant. Jesus told him, "Great is your faith, and they have never seen it in all of Israel." Yes. Because the centurion servant came to him and asked him to heal, the centurion soldier asked him to heal his servant. Okay. And then Jesus said to him, great, he has never seen such great faith in all of Israel. Mm-hmm. So here he is saying it again. O woman, great is your faith. Let it be to you as you desire. See, Jesus looks for our faith. Mm-hmm. And when he sees our faith, he rewards our faith. And I thought about Mary. When he said, let it be to you as you desire. Mm-hmm. And Mary said, be it unto me according to thy word. Mm-hmm. You know, it's almost the same words. Except one is coming from Jesus, giving what you want. And the other is coming from Mary, just accepting what God's will is, whatever plan he has. And that's displaying great faith, too. And there's plenty of people in the Bible that, because there's a hall of faith, you know. So there's plenty of people that express, great faith. But I was just talking in particular about the scripture that said great faith. But anyway, so that was the scripture. So here we have the Syrophoenician woman. Jesus himself was dismissive of her. He ignored her. He rejected her request. He put her down. But her constant determination, in spite of what he did, won him over. Jesus healed her daughter in that very hour. So, I have to ask the questions. When we have a need, how bad do we want that need met? Are we willing to risk rejection, being ignored, being dismissed, being ridiculed to get it? Will we push past denial or betrayal, embarrassment, or foolishness to get what we want? God knows that we have a need, as he said it. Just like Jesus knew this woman, this Gentile woman, this outcast, you know, was among them needing something. You know, so he knew there was somebody needy. How many times do we know there's somebody needy, but instead of trying to talk to that person and meet that need, how many times do we run in the other direction? You know, I think we're all guilty. You know, especially when you're feeling a certain way, when you know that you've worked all day long. Not that I'm saying I work all day long. I'm not saying that because somebody's making a smart remark. I heard it in my head. But I do work all day long. I just don't work all day long. But but you get, and you're tired. You do stuff all day long. You're busy all day long. And then you have to go somewhere. And then when you go to the place, there's somebody needy there. That is the last person you want to deal with.
Yes.
It is. But Jesus knew there was a needy woman there, and instead of running away from her, he may have tested her faith, but he was there so that he could help her.
Yeah.
So we have to get there.
And then look at the accomplishment that she got.
Exactly.
You know, she got the accomplishment of not only receiving the heal for her daughter, but also getting the blessing, you know, blessing for her daughter and for herself, and I guess for her third generation, right? Because it goes on to the third or fourth generation.
Yes.
So, you know, and there we're talking about healing, right?
Yes.
But if we take it deeper, we're talking about the blessing, because she was supposedly the blessing couldn't go to her because she was a Gentile.
Yes.
But
yes.
If God
was entitled.
Yeah. If Jesus was able to heal the daughter, you could see how that blessing goes all the way into the fourth generation.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Or because she was persistent. She said, I'm going to get it, and I'm going to get it, and I'm not leaving here until you bless me.
That's exactly right. In spite of everything that he was trying to put her through, right?
Yeah.
Jesus, she wanted healing for her daughter. Mm-hmm. Jesus was basically saying, how bad do you want this? Do you really want your daughter healed? Are you willing to go through all of this? And she was, because she did. All the times the scripture said, but, you know,
but
he answered and said this. No, she just persevered. You know, Jesus tests us. You know, when he was walking on water at one point, and his disciples' boat was in the water. It was a storm. Mm-hmm. And Jesus was walking on the water. And he saw them, because the scripture says he saw them from the distance, you know. But it wasn't until they cried out to him, Lord, that he came. So he was sort of like, okay, y'all going to try to handle this on your own, or y'all going to call me over, you know.
Yeah.
You know, so he does things. He does test us, you know.
Yeah.
He tests the Pharisees, you know, asking them questions when he already knows the answer. Mm-hmm. He already knew what was in their wicked hearts.
Mm-hmm.
He still tested them. Mm-hmm. So he does that to prove our character, you know, to prove what's inside of us. So this is what he did for this woman.
Mm-hmm.
But God is asking, will you turn away at the first sign of no? Will you get offended if Jesus chooses to ignore your request? Or will you continue to push forward? How bad do you want it, God asks. This woman wanted it. And I can't help but remember that she was a mother.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bible says that perfect love casts out fear. And we used to watch the nature shows, and we saw the mama bears with their cubs. You know, that doesn't matter. Anybody trying to come near them, they're going to protect them to no end. Even say... me, a mother. You know, if I saw one of my children and a dog, and you know, I don't like dogs, especially ones I don't know, but a dog was attacking them, all that fear is going to go out the window, because my love for my child is going to say, save them.
Yeah.
You know, and this woman, her love for her child, her as a mother, is that I got to get my daughter healed. You know, she came on her daughter's behalf. So, yeah, we need to do that too. We just need to just push past, especially if you love someone, you know.
Yeah.
Especially even, no, it's not enough. Mm-hmm. She didn't give room to any of those. Instead, she gave room to love, the love she had for her daughter. She needed her daughter to be well, and she knew who could make that happen for her. So she endured and refused to be told no, even accepting the scraps left for dogs that Jesus offered her. So how much do you want it? How far will you go? What will you allow, if anything, to turn you away from getting your need met from the only one who can meet it? And your faith determines the outcome. So just as the centurion pushed through and his need was met by his dying service because of his faith, never in all of Israel had Jesus seen so great a faith. And his faith was rewarded, so was this woman's, as Jesus saw that great faith again. And interestingly enough, the Bible, they are the only two Gentiles mentioned in the Bible that were healed. I don't know if there were more, but the scripture particularly says they were Gentiles, and they were healed. So It's just some, I don't know, but it's just interesting to me. And the funny thing at the end, you know, it doesn't say this in the scripture, but I believe that this is what happened. You know, Jesus, when Jesus said, "Oh woman, great is your faith, let it be to you as you desire," and her daughter was healed from that very hour, I believe the woman just walked away. She just accepted what Jesus said. She got what she wanted. Her need was met. She might have said thank you, but the scripture doesn't say that.
Yeah.
But I believe that part of faith is accepting what God has done. It's not saying, okay, you said my daughter's healed. Are you sure?
Yeah.
Sometimes God says that. And we say, are you sure, Lord?
Question.
Because we go, right. Yeah. We go looking for a sign.
Yeah.
Right? So, but she did, and she didn't have no clue because she wasn't there and her daughter. You know, just like the centurion, she wasn't near her daughter. But I believe that she just walked away because she knew with her faith and her perseverance and her endurance and her putting up with this and her putting up with that, Jesus did what she asked him to do. So, that's it. How bad do you want it? How bad do you want it? Jesus still looking for our faith. And he wants to see it in us. And the final question I have, will he see it in you? That great faith that he talked about. And that is only for you to answer. I can't answer that. Amen. So if there are any comments or questions or anything, last thoughts?
I think what she realized was she didn't have any other options.
Mm-hmm.
She knew that Jesus was the only one who could heal her daughter. So where else are you going? You have to endure whatever there is.
Right.
That's one. You have one option, and that's Jesus. So,
right.
Mm-hmm. I think of that with my wife. I mean, there's only one option. Jesus is the only one who can cure her.
Mm-hmm.
So where else are you going to go?
Right. Where else am I gonna go, Lord?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, mm-hmm. You know, it's either that or it's just, you know, not like the woman in there, for example. She could have just left, and her daughter wouldn't
have been healed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's how it is. Also, like in life, you know, parents that we go through struggle with our kids. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Some parents, because their daughter's pregnant, kicked out of the house. You know what I mean?
Right.
For kids, because they got kicked out of the house, you know. And what this woman is teaching us, that instead of that, have faith, you know, and be humble and give that to God. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So if you love someone, you're going to pray for that person. You're going to persevere.
Yes.
You're going to pray and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So this way, you know, God will heal them from whatever situation they are. Also in marriages. How many divorces we have? The same thing. People walk away.
Because they had enough.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We don't have enough faith to think that the same way God changes, that he could change our spouses or the wife or vice versa. Right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. I'm just thinking about the woman with the issue of blood. You know, like I said, she depleted all her resources. She said she gave all this money to the doctors, you know, and they couldn't heal her. So it's like sometimes when we finally get to the end of ourselves, like there's no place else to turn, then we turn to Jesus, you know? And then we put all our faith and our hope then. But what if we just tried to do that from the beginning?
Before, from the beginning.
How much better off would we be? Instead of waiting until the end, there's nothing left. Okay, Lord, here I am.
We all tired, wasted, and we want to go.
Yeah, but that's where we need to be.
Yes.
Amen. So Jesus is still looking for. He's still looking for that great faith. He wants to see it. Amen.
Amen.
And so he's asking, will he see it again in you? How bad do you want it? Amen. Okay. So with that, we're going to close. Let us pray. going around here. So if anybody out there listening, if they got somebody, hold them in your heart and say their name as we pray for healing, because we need it. Amen. Even for my hubby. All right, let's go ahead. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bless you, God, again. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for your word. God, we thank you, God, that your word is true, oh, God, that your word is real, oh, God, that you are real, oh, God. We thank you for speaking to us tonight, oh, God, and just filling us with hope again, oh, God. Help us to just believe you, oh, God, and to stand on the word that you've spoken to us, and, God, in spite of any obstacles that might come our way, oh, God, help us to persevere, oh God, just to continue to believe, oh God, in spite of what we see, oh God. And Father God, we just come now, oh God, just believing and standing on your word for healing, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, Father, we ask you to touch, oh God, those who have sickness in their bodies, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we ask you to raise them up right now, oh God. Father, show yourself strong on their behalf, oh God. Give them strength in their bodies, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Remove every single symptom, oh God, the coughing and the sneezing, oh God, the chest pain and the headache and the body aches, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke flu, we rebuke colds, we rebuke everything, God, that is not of you, and we mark it, return to sender, oh God. We do not receive it, Father. And we just thank you, God, for the power, oh God. We thank you, God, for the healing virtue that flows through their veins right now, oh God. We just thank you, God, for raising them up right now, oh God, for quick manifestation of it right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. And we just give you all the praise, oh God. We're just going to walk away from this, God, because we know that it's already done. It's already completed because you said so, oh God. And Father God, as we leave this place tonight, oh God, Father, I just pray now that you would just continue to look upon my husband, oh God, Pastor Jeff, oh God, just be with him, anoint him again, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that he may continue to do the work that you called him to do, oh God. And Father God, just keep him, oh God, until we meet again, oh God. And Father, as we leave this place, be with us over the wet roadways, oh God. Let us arrive safely to our homes, oh Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. And let us be greeted by your precious spirit, oh God, until you bring us back together once again, oh God. We just thank you and we bless you for all things